Ever tried a dish that just whisks you away, like a mini vacation for your taste buds?
Ah, you're talking about food that tells a story.
Yeah, food with history and heart.
Well, today we're diving into a children's story all about that.
Cooking up culture, right?
You got it. It's about a girl named Gemma who discovers a whole world of flavors.
I'm ready to get cooking. What's this story all about?
So, Gemma's teacher gives the class this assignment.
Homework, what kind?
A delicious one. They're supposed to bring a dish that represents their family's culture.
Ooh, like a show and tell, but with food.
I bet Gemma was excited.
Totally. She wanted to make something really special, so she and her mom huddle up and decide on, well,
What did they pick? I'm on the edge of my seat.
they go for Gemma's great-grandmother's jambalaya recipe.
Jambalaya. Now we're talking. That's a classic.
Right. It's this amazing dish from Louisiana with rice, spices, sausage, and shrimp.
My mouth is watering already. Did the story tell us about them making it?
It did. Gemma chopped onions and celery like a pro.
And I bet her mom was on spice duty. You know it. Paprika, cayenne pepper, the whole works. The kitchen must smelled incredible.
Gemma's mom even called it edible history.
Exactly. Making this dish was like keeping family tradition alive.
I love that. So the big day arrives. Gemma packs up the jambalaya and heads to school. I bet her classmates brought some cool stuff too.
Oh yeah, it was like a global food festival in that classroom.
No way.
Tell me everything.
Well, there were tacos,
Classic.
sushi from Japan,
Fancy.
little samosas from India,
Ooh, those are so good.
spaghetti, the Italian staple,
Can't go wrong with that.
and even some yummy pretzel bread straight from Germany.
Wow. Talk about a world tour of flavors.
Right. And Gemma was so proud to share her jambalaya, explaining where it came from and all the yummy ingredients.
Did anyone have a favorite?
Actually, Gemma's friend, Kit, totally loved the jambalaya. She even had seconds.
I knew it. Jambalaya is always a winner. But I bet Gemma tried some other dishes too.
Oh, absolutely. She got a taste of everything.
I bet it was like taking a trip around the world without even leaving the classroom. Exactly. Gemma even learned how to use chopsticks from her friend Tima while they were eating sushi.
Nice. And what about the pretzel bread?
Larry, another classmate, told her all about how pretzels were made by monks ages ago, like way back in history.
That's so cool. Food and history all in one bite. It sounds like Gemma really embraced the whole cooking up culture idea.
Definitely. The story ends with her wanting to try making dishes from all the different countries she learned about.
I love that. It reminds me of what Gemma's mom said about food being like edible history.
Yeah, it's a way to connect with different cultures and learn something new.
Absolutely. So, listeners, what are some special dishes in your family?
Maybe you can ask a grown-up to help you make one and taste a little bit of your own family history.
And who knows, maybe you'll be inspired to try cooking something from a different country too. It's like Gemma said.
Cooking up culture.
And that's our deep dive for today.